are keeping track, we have four more performers tonight before we close down. And also a couple of minutes ago, I was in the back and looked on the TV screen, and it said Red Sox 6, Yankees 1. So I hope they can hold on to it. Okay, our next performer is actually going to be featuring here next week with his wife. I'm talking about Bill Harriman and his wife Joanne. And the other featured act will also be a duo, and that'll be Dave and Jackie. Jackie Damski and Dave, I've forgotten his last name at the moment. Pardon me? Dave Simmons. Yeah, senior moments happen, you know, and you do what you can with them. But anyway, it'll be Jackie and Dave and also Bill and Joanna Harriman. And Bill plays all different kinds of music on the guitar, classical music, Bob Dylan, and everything in between. But he can tell you a little bit about his set. He's here tonight, and he's going to perform something for you. Please welcome Bill Harriman.
Oh, how's that? Okay, so next week, my wife and I are going to do some folk and some country, some oldies, some funny songs, some originals. I hope you can come. So tonight I'm going to do a spoken word piece. I usually sing and I play, but I'm going to try something a little different tonight. I'm going to tell you a story. This is a story about music. On a deeper level, it's a story about human nature. I think you might find this interesting. I play classical guitar, and I used to play in the subways in Boston and Cambridge for 3 or 4 years. Back about 20 years ago to have some fun, make a little bit of money. So this is a story about a subway musician in Washington, D.C. This is a true story. This actually happened. I don't know if you can see this. Here's the guy. Anybody see this picture? Guy with a violin, hat. Okay. So. Situation. In Washington, D.C., at a metro station on a cold January morning in 2007, this man with a violin played 6 Bach pieces for about an hour. During that time, approximately 2,000 people went through the station, most of them on their way to work. After about 3 minutes, a middle-aged man noticed that there was a musician playing. He slowed his pace and stopped for a few seconds, and then he hurried on to meet his schedule. About 4 minutes later, the violinist received his first dollar. A woman threw money in the hat and, without stopping, continued to walk. At 6 minutes, a young man leaned against the wall to listen to him, then looked at his watch and started to walk again. At 10 minutes, a 3-year-old boy stopped, but his mother tugged him along hurriedly. The kid stopped to look at the violinist again, but the mother pushed hard and the kid continued to walk, turning his head the whole time. This action was repeated by several other children, but every parent, without exception, forced their children to move on quickly. At 45 minutes, the musician played continuously. Only 6 people stopped and listened for a short while. About 20 gave money but continued to walk, at their normal pace. The man collected a total of $32. After 1 hour, he finished playing and silence took over. No one noticed and no one applauded. There was no recognition at all. No one knew this, but the violinist was Joshua Bell. People know who Joshua Bell is? Fantastic violinist. One of the greatest musicians in the world. He played one of the most intricate pieces ever written. They don't say what it is, but I assume it's probably the Chaconne by Bach, which is a staggering piece of music. With a violin worth $3.5 million. 2 days before, Joshua Bell sold out a theater in Boston where the seats averaged $100 each to sit and listen to him play the same music. This is a true story. Joshua Bell playing incognito in the D.C. Metro station was organized by the Washington Post as part of a social experiment about perception, taste, and people's priorities. This experiment raised several questions. In a commonplace environment at an inappropriate hour, do we perceive beauty? If so, do we stop to appreciate it? Do we recognize talent in an unexpected context? One possible conclusion reached from this experiment could be, if we do not have a moment to stop and listen to one of the best musicians in the world, playing some of the finest music ever written with one of the most beautiful instruments ever made, how many other things are we missing as we rush through life? Thank you.
Bill Harriman.